This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 8th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is the report of the Audit Division on Kucinich for President. We have Henry Miller, Wanda Thomas, and Joe Stoltz from the Audit Division Staff Director's Office, Delaney Painter, and Lorenzo Holloway from the Office of General Counsel, and a late submitted document. Commissioner Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for suspension of the rules for timely submission of documents to consider Agenda Document 0716A.
You've heard the motion. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Mr. Miller.
Good morning. I'll be presenting the audit report on Kucinich for President. It contains five findings. Finding one is net outstanding campaign obligations. A review of the committee's financial activity and estimated winding down costs through June 30th, 2007 indicates that the committee did not receive matching fund payments in excess of the candidate's entitlement. Finding two, cost associated with continuing the campaign. The candidate continued to campaign after his date of ineligibility. We determined that while continuing the campaign, the committee paid expenses that exceeded the private contributions received by $454,015. As a result, the committee must make pro rata repayment to the U.S. Treasury in the amount of $135,518. We recommend that the commission determine that $135,518 is repayable to the U.S. Treasury. Findings 3, 4, and 5 are Title II findings, and each was addressed in the Kucinich Committee's response to the preliminary audit report. Finding 3 was misstatement of financial activity. Finding 4 was itemization of contributions from individuals. Finding 5 was receipt of currency in excess of limitations. With regard to finding 5, receipt of currency in excess of limitations, the committee's response only partially addressed the issue. We calculated that $41,410 in anonymous contributions exceeded the limit. The committee calculated that anonymous cash contributions exceeded the limit by $39,570 and made donations of that amount to organizations not related to federal elections. The response did not address $1,840. We recommend that $1,840 be repaid to the U.S. Treasury. And that concludes our presentation.
Is there discussion or questions on the report? I simply wanted to note regarding the excess currency receipt that this is something we see in a number of more or less grassroots campaigns, and as I understand the exercise you went through and the proposition you put to the campaign, I guess I'll start with the problem. When you see a cash deposit in excess of $50, that triggers further scrutiny because of the limit on anonymous contributions. Frequently with campaigns that were run similar to the Kucinich campaign, where there appeared to be fundraising going on in small dollar amounts where the candidate was traveling around, the campaigns will say that was simply a pass-the-hat kind of thing at a speech or something of that nature. And as I understand it, if they are able to associate the receipts with a particular event, then that passes the threshold.
That's correct.
And the problem here was that they were aggregating those receipts and they were not keeping any records other than saying, well, we picked it up somewhere. and that in essence was the problem, and that they were unable to resolve that, or at least unable to substantially resolve it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to note that for my part, while I think this presents a problem for small campaigns, I don't think it's unreasonable to require them to be able to associate the receipts with an event. And if we weren't giving them at least that leeway, I would have some concern. Is there further discussion? Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the report of the Audit Division on Cassidy's for President, Inc. as set forth in Agenda Document 0716 and 0716A.
Don't. 16A is merely the legal analysis, so I will restate the motion as Commissioner Walther has moved approval of the report of the Audit Division on Kucinich for President, Inc., set forth in Agenda Document 0716. All in favor will say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Thank you.